From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's a special bonus episode. On a ridiculously cold Friday night at the end of February 2014, I had the privilege of joining some of the area's best rock bands for a killer night of live music at Lancaster's premier rock club, the legendary Chameleon Club. The show was dubbed Lancaster Rock Show, an idea that is sure to become a series of shows featuring the best rock that this region has to offer. It was my pleasure to MC the show, introduce each band to the stage, and chat with them backstage to find out what's been happening in their world. The bill included Lancaster's Brethren, the Jesse Baker Band, and Derry Miller and the Vale, Harrisburg's Ducky and the Vintage, and a band from South Jersey that's relatively new to the area called Kid Felix. Here's a taste of what happened that night. It's the Lancaster Rock Show on Around the Wood Stove.
Lancaster, how you feel? How you feel?
We're backstage at the Chameleon Club on this last day of February 2014 for the Lancaster Rock Show. And I'm here with Brethren, Asher and Andrew. Welcome to the program, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So it's been a while since Brethren's been on the program.
It has.
You guys have gone through some lineup changes.
Yes.
Tell me about the state of Brethren today. What's going on?
The state of Brethren actually, today. Things are changing.
Again.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, since we last spoke, we got a new drummer. His name is Ian Staley from the great place of York, Pennsylvania. And coming up here,
he's a monster.
He's a monster on the drums. Tonight will be my brother's last show with us.
Whoa, big changes.
Yes. So we're gonna downsize to a 4-piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a few months off of gigs and like kind of regroup.
All right.
And stuff.
I'm really glad I didn't ask Dylan to come on this program.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, man, I'm packing it up. I'm wrapping this thing up. So, were you guys working on a record?
We have sort of started. We recorded two songs that we have done. One that, you know, we hope to put together onto something. The other one was sort of just like testing the waters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen you guys play here quite a bit. Mm-hmm. This is, I guess, the main room you play in Lancaster. What do you like about playing this club?
I mean, usually when we play, it's like with good bands. So
yeah. Tonight's no exception.
No. Tonight is no exception.
Yeah, it's true. We usually are playing here with good bands, and usually bands that are our friends also. So it's nice to be able to come to a venue like this and be able to be with friends. So that's definitely a good thing. That's why I like being here, for sure.
Is there anything else you guys want to plug?
Just be on the lookout.
Yeah, be on the lookout.
We won't be playing shows for a little bit, but yeah.
But when we do start playing shows,
it's gonna be
off the chain.
Yes. Yep. That's what we're talking about.
Yep.
Well, how about we have you back on the show?
Yes.
Absolutely.
When it's time for Brethren to explode back onto the scene.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's great to see you guys
again. Hey, you too, Jason.
Thanks so much, man. For hanging out, man.
Yep, thank you.
Here's a track from Brethren's Gone a Little Wrong EP. It's Devil in the Doorway on Around the Wood Stove.
After the storm, she said she had all that she could take. And I promised her all good things, but now they're breaking. Yes, now they're breaking. And who's left on your shoulder? Someone older's crying out. The devil is your only hope to help you figure out.
Anybody here upstairs? All right. Well, one time we wrote an album about playing live music. This is the title track. It goes like this. Give me the sunshine.
Here's Jesse Baker from the Jesse Baker Band on Around the Wood Stove. Jesse, welcome back to the program. It's great to talk to you again. We are backstage. It's the Chameleon Club. It's the Lancaster Rock Show. It's the last day of February 2014. What a great bill tonight.
Yeah.
Man, this is something else.
Yeah, it's exciting.
What do you like about playing this club?
I mean, I had always come here to see my friends' bands, and it was just kind of from high school. It's the place we wanted to play. And I guess naturally just the shows that we wanted to be on happen here. So that was the biggest draw. Yeah. And after a while, you're on multiple shows and then you just, you know.
It's like old hat now, right?
Yeah, you're just like, all right, so at some point we're going to need a show and we know it's going to be at the Chameleon, you know, as you're planning release shows and things like that.
Right.
And you kind of base your live show around
what
would be cool in this room. Yeah.
What are you doing tonight? In regards to your show, you doing some new music? Things changing it up for you?
Yeah, I'm playing bass.
Is this the first time you're playing bass?
Yeah, we did play a test run at Kiolta's in Harrisburg. And
how'd that go?
It was good. It was definitely good to do a live test run because I do record and play bass. But by the end of that show, I was like, okay, so it feels different to play.
Yeah, right.
Not only the whole set, but play it. At a live environment.
So you've had a lot of changes since I think the last time you were on. It was still the first band, the first Jesse Baker band.
Yeah, probably.
So you know what's going on with all the lineup changes. I've seen Jacob Lewis playing different instruments in mm-hmm. the band. I've seen the band as a four piece. I've seen the mm-hmm. band back up and down from a trio. So
yeah,
you know what do we expect? Is this just sort of the nature of trying to juggle schedules and all that sort of thing?
Honestly, we're just kind of embrace it now. It used to really kind of stress me out, like, is it okay to have a rotating door of people? Is it okay to have Jacob playing guitar, then he's playing drums? There's no consistency. But honestly, we've really had, I think the most fun we've had playing has been within the past 5 or 6 months, where we just said whatever tools we best have, whatever people are available, we're gonna make something awesome with that. So today I'm playing bass, and we changed a lot of stuff as I was on bass, and it was back to a three piece again. And all the changes are exciting for us. It was a new angle to look at our set. So we're just kind of embracing it from now on.
How does your perspective about the music change as different people play and as you play different instruments?
Yeah, I think the best thing is that you know, sometimes we get stuck. We've had this conversation with the different people I play with. A lot of times we get stuck in our own instrument where we know what everyone's playing and we're playing together, but we're so fascinated with our own instrument that we end up doing a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily
create
the song we wanted to create. So then when you swap around instruments, you stop caring about how cool the bass part is, how cool the guitar part is, because you're playing all the different instruments. You just play what the song needs.
Right.
You know, Jacob, when he jumped on drums the first time, he had some great insight. He's more of a guitar player than a drummer, but he played the drums the way he would want to hear, where the way he always wanted to hear them.
Right.
As a guitar player.
So. That's cool, man. So what's coming up for Jesse Baker?
Well, this year we're hoping to mix it up. We're hoping the album that I put out, Tearing Down the Walls, was in November of 2012, and it was a free download on our website. So that was our first chance to really experiment with putting music out. You know, sharing music with people, playing shows, playing those songs at shows. In that time, we wrote a bunch of new songs, made a bunch of demos, and we kind of recorded songs, re-recorded songs. Do we need an EP? Do we need an album? What are we supposed to do? And kind of around the same time that we decided that we're going to embrace the lineup changes in the same way we want to embrace just when a song's ready to be released, we're going to say, what's the best way we can put it out? We're going to put it out, and then we're going to work on the next song that, you know, because they're starting to pile up. And we're starting to realize that what we really want to do is have a continual something new, you know, as it's happening, as we're finishing the song, people can enjoy it, as we finish a video. you know.
Well, you're your own distribution channel at this point, right? Mm-hmm. So it's up to you to put it out, and people have access to the media all the time. So it just mm-hmm. makes sense to give them a constant feed of things versus mm-hmm. waiting 2 years and then, you know, giving them 14 songs and then waiting another 2 years.
Yeah, because so. What you end up saying is, all right, so we're supposed to do an album. So, all right, how do we make the album? Okay, how do we make people want this album? And what I'm doing now is, you know, what's a cool thing we're working on right now and who wants it? Okay, let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's make it and give it to the people that want it. And then what else do we have next? Okay, let's make that. Who wants that? Let's give, you know, that'll dictate our production, how we shoot videos, you know.
Yeah.
And everything. So
it's good stuff, man. I'm really glad to hear things are going well for you. Looking forward to hearing your set tonight.
Yeah.
The Lancaster Rock Show. It's a yeah. great bill. I'm glad you're on it, and I'm glad to be here with you.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
You bet. Thanks for checking in. This is The Feeling of Sound, a brand new song from the Jesse Baker Band on Around the Wood Stove. When I wake in the morning, there's a song in my head. When I rest in the evening, the song plays instead. When the feeling comes down, there's no I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. We're playing interviews and some tracks from the bands that played the Lancaster Rock Show at Lancaster's Chameleon Club on Friday, February 28th. This next band was making their second appearance in Lancaster that night. They're making a big splash in the greater regional rock scene, and I was lucky to have a chance to chat with them. This is Kid Felix on Around the Wood Stove. Jake from Kid Felix, welcome to the program.
How are you doing? Thank you.
And welcome to Lancaster.
Yep.
I was really excited. Now, this is the Lancaster Rock Show, but I was pretty excited to see another band, a new band, you know, coming into the
area.
Yeah,
we're South Jersey. Took us about 2.5 to get here today.
Well, you're here. And,
yeah, that's all that matters.
And we're going to have a great big rock show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dig back a little bit. Tell me a little bit about the band, because you're brand new to me. I saw you added to the bill, and I want to learn a little bit about you.
I'd say we got together about 3 years ago. We were all playing in the same scene. Out of high school and like early college, I was in a different band. They were a different name with a couple of different members. And we all kind of, I got thrown out of the band I was in for reasons we won't bring up, dumb stuff, bullshit. But we went from there, and Brett, who is my rhythm guitarist and backup vocal, and we do a lot of writing and stuff, he came to me, knowing I could sing, I guess, and was like, yo, he was the singer of his band, and pretty much like let the reins go and went, take it, I want you to have it from there. And we've been Kid Felix now for about 2.5 years. We were Andre the Giant there for a little bit.
Sweet.
But we switched that name up just because of legal shit. And
yeah, you probably get in trouble.
We didn't want to have, like, you know, up on marquees like Andre the Giant and we get 30 dudes coming in at 40 expecting like WCW heydays and it's just Kid Felix from South Jersey playing rock and roll, you know?
I would have been there, man.
But from there, once we started, things just started taking off. We got a lot of love from the Philadelphia area. We got asked to play WMM Barbecue last year. Got to open up for some of our heroes like We played with Alice in Chains, Soundgarden. Nice. Who else did we play? 3 Days Grace a month or so ago. We've been getting like opportunities to open up for bigger bands and pretty much show what we can do. So we're excited to play here tonight too. New crowd.
Yeah, that's
great.
Let
them know what's going on.
Are you? Have you played Lancaster before?
We have. We actually played downstairs in your basement.
Oh, right.
We played right downstairs where the great Scott Ann is at right now. Folks, get out here.
What can folks expect from the live show? How many piece band is this?
We're a 6-piece band. I think our live show is where we shine the most, honestly. There's everybody on stage. There's a lot of energy coming off every single person on stage when we play. And we give you a show. You pay money at the door to come see it. And whether there's 2 people or 2,000 in the room, we play our asses off and leave ourselves up there. So I'm confident saying that every show we give the same amount of effort and make sure you go, shit, who are those guys?
I noticed on your schedule you've got a nice little run coming up, a tour. Tell me about
that. Yeah, you want to
take that, Troy? Yeah, we're in Harrisburg on the 8th, and then on the 13th we're in Asbury. 14th we're in Mercury Lounge.
Nice.
And on Manhattan.
It's actually a big rock band in New York, Mother. It's their release party, so there should be some suits in the room looking at people and checking stuff out. That'll be a bigger one for us. We're trying to bring our A-game to that, definitely.
Then we're in Providence the next day. And then Boston for the next 2 days.
So is this supporting a record?
Yeah, we just dropped last Tuesday, actually, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. But it's Kenny Keys. But yeah, we just dropped our 30 EP Rivals. It came out last Tuesday, and we were blessed enough to that shot straight up to the top. I think it went all the way to number 4 on EPs on iTunes within like 24 to 48 hours. So
yeah.
We were really stoked about that, and I didn't expect that at all, so that was crazy.
One other date I saw on the schedule way out, Jam at the Dam in Weatherly, PA.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. We just booked that, actually.
Had you played Jam at the Dam?
No, we've never played. But the EP cover was so epic when I saw that a couple months ago. I was like, we have to get on this show. I think it was just like a little pug or a bulldog in front of like a mountain range or something. It was epic, but
that
sold us.
Last summer, I was up there with Sam Campbell from Gig Spots, which is an online resource for bands and venues in this area, and we went up there. We had just a blast, and I was completely hooked on it. So I'm going to go back up this year.
Well, hopefully, I think we play the 11th, so you'll get to catch up.
Oh, absolutely! I'll be there all weekend.
It's gonna be a great.
That'd be great. Well, thanks so much for checking in with me, and welcome to Lancaster. And I hope you have a great show tonight. Here's the first track from the band's new EP, Rivals. This is Counting Sheep from Kid Felix on Around the Wood Stove. At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. Today on the program, we're taking a look back at the Lancaster Rock Show. That was at the Chameleon Club on February 28th. The bill included Brethren, the Jesse Baker Band, Kid Felix, Derry Miller and the Veil, and Ducky and the Vintage. Amidst the chaos of the night, I didn't get a chance to chat with Ducky, but he announced from the stage the release of their brand new self-titled full-length album. It's available now on iTunes and at all Ducky and the Vintage shows. And you can look for Ducky on an upcoming episode of Around the Wood Stove to talk about the new record. Here's a taste. This is Gas Can from Ducky and the Vintage on Around the Wood Stove. Let me sound. Now all The evening ended with a killer set of new material from our good friends Derry Miller and The Veil. Here's Derry and bassist Josh Kerwin on Around the Wood Stove. Derry Miller and Josh Kerwin, welcome back to Around the Wood Stove.
Hey.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you here.
It's such a pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine.
And you're on the big Lancaster Rock Show bill headlining tonight.
Yeah.
At the Chameleon
also
Club.
Also a pleasure.
At the Chameleon Club here in Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while since you've been on the show. Tell me what's been going on with Derry Miller and The Veil.
We've been writing a lot of new songs. We've been being interrupted by one of my least favorite bands, Brethren.
Oh my God.
They suck.
Oh man. No, we're playing with some of our best buddies, which is pretty awesome. Yeah, we were just working on a lot of new tunes and keeping it low down and dirty and secretive.
Keeping it, are you staying on the same track you've been headed?
Which
or,
is?
Or are you changing genres?
Just a complete downward spiral, is that what you mean?
is this plane crashing, Derry? Yeah. Let's be real.
I guess you'll find out tonight.
All new music tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of new music. Pretty much all of it, yeah, is the new music. I don't think it's really a different track or anything. It's just, just trying to be better.
I would go as far as to say that it's probably some of the best music that we've written now.
Yeah. That's
for sure.
You feel good about it?
I feel really, really good about it. Yeah.
What's 2014 looking like for Derry Miller and The Veil? What's the 1 year strategy?
Botox.
It's the main one.
Yeah.
Botox or detox?
Both. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Detox.
Yeah.
Come on. It's overrated. Come on.
It is overrated. No, I mean, at least myself, I've found myself just kind of honed in on working on new tunes and just kind of devoting my energy to that and really nothing else. I mean, of course, we always love playing live and performing live. But I think our heads are kind of all in this similar space of just writing and being stoked about that whole process again.
Getting ready for the next Derry Miller record.
Yep, exactly.
For sure.
Which will be our first full length.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's time. It's that time.
It's time.
Yep.
Sure.
Well, it's always my pleasure to get to hang out with you guys and especially to get to see you play here. Hey, have a great one, and we'll get you back on the show when you have some new music
ready to go. Sounds good. I'll talk to you in 5 years then.
I'll get you out of the rehab and get you over here for the show.
Yeah,
sounds about right. Yeah. Good night.
Thanks, guys. From Guess You Had the Wrong Impression, it's Derry Miller and The Veil with Fog It Up on Around the Wood Stove.
You smelled so sweet. After all these years you've been asleep. My baby doll, I don't recall your name. The inflicted flowers, I guess the ground it wants to fit you. Back where you belong.
You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House and Triforce Studios in Lancaster, PA. Check out Triforce online at triforceproaudio.com and find us online at woodstovehouse.com.